U.S. Meat Export Federation Chair-elect Jay Tyler of AgriBeef recently returned from a state trade mission to the United Kingdom.
I was part of the delegation where I went over with the governor of Idaho, who's a rancher himself, talked about the new trade deal. Talked a lot about the beef deal, but we also realized that there's some opportunities for pork, obviously, if they can work out some of the details on that, where the UK is taking a lot of pork from the European Union right now. So I think it's in the range of between $2 and $3 billion There's an opportunity for pork, and certainly there's an opportunity for beef if we can get duty-free access to the British market.
They discuss lingering non-tariff trade issues that need to be resolved to give U.S. beef and pork better access to the U.K. While the U.K.'s ban on hormone use in beef production gets most of the attention, there are other significant barriers that must be addressed.
They've been aligned with the EU for so long, and they're so dependent on import and export with the European Union that we're not sure what exactly those requirements are going to be, but there's a lot of other access issues that are creating friction that we hope we can see some movement on. Some of the phytosanitary regulations, labeling. I mean, they label right now everything going to the UK is still part of the EU. It's labeled in 8 languages. Each individual piece is labeled. So there's a lot of things like that that are details that make the trade more difficult. So hopefully we can work some of those things out.
Tyler says there is certainly demand for U.S. red meat there.
It's a different type of product than is really produced in the U.K. It's, you know, high quality grain-fed beef products. I feel like the steakhouse segment is really strong there, and I think that would be a nice niche for U.S. products. A lot of what's produced there is more sort of grass-fed products. And, I think they see there's potential opportunity in the States for some of their products and some lean and things like that. But there is definitely an opportunity for high-quality grain-fed products from the States going over to the UK.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.